Now, of all the material that I teach in my various trainings, in the courage training, in the peaceful warrior life training, and even in the spiritual law alignments, they're founded, in a sense, upon an understanding of the three selves. Perhaps I can draw an analogy to help explain this. If you had been working with your whole life with a hammer, and all you noticed about the hammer was that it had these bent parts where you could pull nails out of walls. That's all you would be doing, is pulling nails out of walls. In other words, your understanding of what the hammer is and is for and how it works will be the limitation of what you can do with it and how practical it is. In the same way, your view of who you are, what you're made of, can limit your options in life and can make your life less full than it might otherwise be. Well, I'd like to expand that, expressing as best I can who you really are. Now, I'm going to stay out of the area of abstract, theoretical, or philosophical, or spiritual concepts. In other words, yes, perhaps it is true, it is to my intuition, that we are all God, that this divine reality, what this mystery, whatever we call God, manifests in, as, and through everything and everybody. So that's ultimately who we are. But short of realizing that and living as that, it doesn't do any good to walk around saying, you are God, I am God. Well, that's very nice. One philosopher defined beauty as unity in variety. And this mystery has manifested as many individuated type of beings. And of course, every tradition talks about, in some level, the soul, the essence of who we are. That essence which goes through lifetime after lifetime, reincarnating. Now, if you don't happen to believe in reincarnation, bless you, doesn't matter. It helps if you do, it makes a little more sense of this. But you can treat it as a metaphor. It's not required to understand the three selves. But as the soul reincarnates lifetime after lifetime and individuates as a human body-mind, it has some companions each lifetime. It's not just the soul in a body, and that's that. There's more to it. Now, this material on the three selves comes from the Hunas and Kahunas of Hawaii, who have a whole system of awareness and healing based on this. I'm just presenting my perspectives in a practical, simple, usable way. And in my own spiritual questing, I've come across lots of constructs to help understand the human being, from the ego fixations of Gurdjieff that I learned in Eureka Institute, where I taught for a while, and the domains and dichotomies of consciousness, in the solids, vitals, and peculiars, expressed so eloquently by Dafri John, a spiritual master, to, of course, all the psychological testing and different personality types and somatotypes. And this is the most useful of all those I've ever learned. As I said, the way of the peaceful warrior, along with spiritual law, is based upon the three selves and this understanding. It becomes so powerful that the material I tell you can be keys to the Akashic record. They can help you know more about anything. You'll start having insights into motivation and discipline and abundance in life and making money and how relationships work and every other aspect of life, both mundane or worldly and quote-unquote spiritual. You can understand and open channels which result in clairvoyant sight. Everything comes from this understanding. So let's get to it. You are three selves. First, there is the high self. You've heard this term maybe 3 or 4 years ago. Very few of us have heard the term the high self. Now it's become part of our pop spiritual culture. The term is thrown around a lot, like love, like God, without people really understanding what that's about sometimes. So I'm going to go into that in more detail, the high self. The second self is the conscious self. That's what you're relatively familiar with. That's who you think you are. And then there's the lower self, or the basic self. It doesn't like to be called the lower self, so I call it the basic self. And I'm going to go into detail what that's about as well. Let me first, though, discuss and dispense with, for now, the conscious mind. We know it's what we're relatively most familiar with. It's what we see in the mirror every day, not just the body, but that person we say we are, we name. The conscious mind is also your personality level, your set of personal memories and history. I think, what was it, Don Juan in the Carlos Castaneda books used to say, get rid of personal history. Well, he's talking about the conscious self. The conscious self could also be called your ego.